Welcome to your OCR GCSE Religious Studies Revision Podcast. I'm your study guide tutor, and today we're diving deep into one of the most fascinating and exam-rich topics on the specification, creation. Whether you're sitting paper one or tackling a 15-mark essay question, this episode will give you everything you need to walk into that exam room with confidence. So let's get started. Let's begin with the big picture. The topic of creation in OCR GCSE Religious Studies is fundamentally about one central question. How did the universe come to exist, and what does that mean for how we understand God, humanity, and our responsibilities on Earth? Examiners are looking for candidates who can engage with this question at a theological level, not just retell the story of Genesis. So, first things first, the Genesis accounts. There are actually two creation accounts in the Bible. Genesis chapter 1 describes God creating the world in 6 days, resting on the seventh. This account is structured, poetic, and repetitive with the phrase, "and God saw that it was good," appearing multiple times. This tells us something crucial about God's nature. God is omnipotent, meaning all-powerful, and benevolent, meaning all good. These are theological claims, not just narrative details. In your exam, when you reference Genesis 1, always extract what it reveals about the nature of God. That's where the marks are. Genesis chapter 2 offers a more intimate account, focusing on the creation of Adam from the dust of the ground and Eve from Adam's rib. This account emphasizes the relationship between God and humanity. Together, these two accounts form the foundation of Christian theology on creation. Now, here is a concept that is absolutely essential for high marks, imago Dei. This Latin phrase means image of God, and it comes from Genesis 1 verse 27, which states, "So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them." The theological implications of imago Dei are enormous. It means every human being has inherent dignity and worth. It underpins the sanctity of human life. It supports the idea of human equality, because all people, regardless of gender, race, or background, share in this divine image. When you write about imago Dei in your exam, always link it to these wider ethical implications. Examiners award marks for candidates who make these connections explicitly. Next, let's talk about the role of Jesus in creation. This is where John's gospel becomes essential. John 1, verses 1 to 3 opens with the famous words, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made." The word here is the Greek term logos, referring to Jesus. This passage establishes that Jesus, the second person of the Trinity, was present and active in creation. This is a key piece of evidence for the Christian doctrine of the Trinity and for the idea that creation is a Trinitarian act. If you can quote John 1, verses 1 to 3 in your exam, you will access the highest AO1 marks. Now let's turn to the scientific accounts of creation. The Big Bang theory, proposed in the 1920s, suggests that the universe began approximately 13.8 billion years ago from an extremely hot, dense singularity that rapidly expanded. Evolution, proposed by Charles Darwin in 1859, describes how life on Earth developed through natural selection over billions of years. Here is a critical distinction that many candidates get wrong. The Big Bang theory is about the origins of the universe, while evolution is about the origins of life and species. Do not conflate these two theories. They are separate scientific claims, and confusing them in your exam will cost you marks. So how do Christians respond to these scientific accounts? This is where the diversity of Christian views becomes crucial. There are three main positions you need to know. First, young earth creationism. Young earth creationists take Genesis as literally and historically true. They believe the world was created in 6 literal 24-hour days, that the Earth is approximately 6,000 years old, and that evolution is false. This view is associated with some evangelical and fundamentalist Christians. They argue that accepting evolution would undermine the authority of Scripture. Second, theistic evolution. This is the view held by the Roman Catholic Church and many mainstream Protestant denominations. Theistic evolutionists accept the scientific evidence for the Big Bang and evolution, but believe that God initiated and guided these processes. They interpret Genesis metaphorically or allegorically as conveying theological truths rather than scientific facts. Pope John Paul II stated in 1996 that evolution is more than a hypothesis, signaling the Catholic Church's acceptance of evolutionary science. This is a vital named example for your exam. Third, the liberal or non-literal view. Liberal Christians, including many Anglican theologians, see Genesis as poetry, myth, or theological narrative. They argue that the purpose of Genesis is not to explain how the world was made, but to reveal who made it and why. For these Christians, science and religion address different questions entirely, and there is no fundamental conflict between them. Now, here is a name that can really impress an examiner. Georges Lemaître. Lemaître was a Belgian Catholic priest and physicist who first proposed what became known as the Big Bang Theory in 1927. The fact that a Catholic priest proposed the Big Bang is a powerful argument for the compatibility of science and religion. If you mention Lemaître in a 15-mark essay arguing that science and religion are compatible, you will demonstrate exactly the kind of specific, detailed knowledge that examiners reward. Finally, let's look at stewardship and dominion. Genesis 1 verse 28 gives humans dominion over the earth. Some interpret this as a mandate for humans to use the earth's resources freely. However, many Christians argue that dominion implies responsibility, not exploitation. The concept of stewardship, known in Islamic theology as khalifa, means that humans are trustees or caretakers of God's creation, responsible for looking after it on God's behalf. In your exam, always use the word stewardship rather than phrases like looking after the world. The technical term signals to the examiner that you have precise theological knowledge and that accesses higher AO1 marks. Right, let's talk exam technique. The OCR specification for religious studies, J625, divides marks equally between AO1, which is knowledge and understanding, and AO2, which is analysis and evaluation. So for every point of knowledge you make, you need to evaluate it too. The most common mistake I see is candidates who retell the Genesis story without extracting theological meaning. Don't just say, God created the world in 6 days. Say Genesis 1 presents God as omnipotent, as demonstrated by his ability to create ex nihilo, meaning out of nothing, and as benevolent, as shown by the repeated phrase, and God saw that it was good. That's the difference between a level 2 and a level 4 response. Another common mistake is asserting that Christians reject science. This is far too simplistic and will be penalized. You must acknowledge the diversity of Christian views. The Catholic Church, the Church of England, and most mainstream denominations actively support scientific inquiry. It is only a minority of fundamentalist Christians who reject evolution outright. A third mistake is confusing the Big Bang with evolution. Remember, Big Bang equals origins of the universe. Evolution equals origins of species. They are different theories addressing different questions. For 15-mark Part D questions, your conclusion must provide a genuine judgment on the statement in the question. Don't just summarize your points. Make a clear, reasoned judgment. Overall, I would argue that science and religion are more complementary than conflicting because the majority of Christians, including the Catholic Church, accept both the Big Bang and evolution as consistent with belief in God as creator. That's a conclusion that earns marks. Allocate your time carefully. For a 15-mark question, you should spend approximately 20 minutes. That gives you time to plan, write 3 or 4 developed paragraphs, and write a genuine evaluative conclusion. For command words, describe means give 2 developed features with supporting detail. Explain means give multiple reasons or causes, each developed with evidence. Evaluate, or how far do you agree, means present a balanced argument with evidence on both sides, then reach a clear, justified conclusion. Now let's test your knowledge with a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask the question, give you a moment to think, then give the answer. Question 1. What Latin phrase describes humans being made in God's image? Think. The answer is Imago Dei, from Genesis 1 verse 27. Question 2. Which gospel opens with, in the beginning was the word? Think. The answer is John's gospel, specifically John 1, verses 1 to 3. Question 3. Who was the Catholic priest who proposed the Big Bang Theory? Think. The answer is Georges Lemaître in 1927. Question 4. What is the Islamic term for stewardship of the earth? Think. The answer is Khalifa. Question 5. What does ex nihilo mean? Think. It means out of nothing, referring to God creating the universe from nothing. Question 6. Which Christian group takes Genesis as literally and historically true? Think. Young Earth Creationists. Question 7. What did Pope John Paul II say about evolution in 1996? Think. He said evolution is more than a hypothesis, signaling Catholic acceptance of evolutionary science. Let's bring it all together. The topic of creation is rich with theological depth and exam potential. The key things to remember are Genesis 1 and 2 reveal God as omnipotent and benevolent. Imago Dei from Genesis 1 verse 27 underpins human dignity and equality. John 1 verses 1 to 3 establishes Jesus' role in creation as the Logos. The Big Bang and evolution are separate scientific theories. Christians hold diverse views. Young Earth creationism, theistic evolution, and liberal non-literal interpretations. Georges Lemaître, Catholic priest, proposed the Big Bang, supporting compatibility. Stewardship, or Khalifa, means caring for creation as God's trustees. And in your 15-mark essays, always reach a genuine evaluative conclusion. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing those exam questions, and remember, the examiner wants to see your thinking, not just your knowledge. Good luck in your exams, and I'll see you in the next episode.